Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, we have a comedy partnership with our listening audience that is quite a bond. I think that's really
been Have we ever used that phrase before? Comedy partnership.
We do, because, I mean, I kind of try to guess what's going to work, but the listeners are the people that will give me the kind of feedback that helps us along. So, but we do a lot of content. We do more content on a daily basis than I've ever done in my career. We're here every day. So sick of seeing you guys. But the thing
is, we could turn off the Skype.
Yes, you can just hear each other. In,
because of that, I will do something that I guess we had a great time with, and I completely forgot about. One of those things was when we. Nameberry was what? A website that was designed for people looking for kids?
It was not, they weren't like shopping for children. It was a name website. Yeah,
right?
Where it gave you the most popular names, what names mean, all that stuff. And although we loved the content of children naming their, I mean, children being named, and there were great names in there, like, you know, Laser and Colt.
Yeah.
But
right.
What charmed us was the name of the website itself.
Nameberry, because one of us speculated about the fact that it would be a great name for a character on a sitcom.
It started as a cartoon character.
Always was screwing up. Kind of a dumb character.
It evolved live on the air. I think it it's about a year ago, and actually I found it by going on Google and searching Nameberry Mike O'Mara. It pops right up, so you can hear it. You can
so
hear
you
the segment
to
of
it.
I did. Mike,
I didn't listen to it. I just read the emails last
funny.
Night.
Funny.
We killed.
Oh, we murdered
it. Like, he's Nameberry, and then Nameberry comes into the you know, the standard sitcom room,
right.
And everybody, you know, and gets the canned applause that and laughter that everybody has. So I was thinking last night, so much so about this, because I had so many emails about this, that I contacted Rob and I said, you know what, it really, if we took it a step further, like you're doing the jingles and then I
right.
do the little slug lines
catch
for
phrases,
Nameberry.
Yeah.
And then Oscar comes in, he wants to play too, and Pony probably wants to play with it. He's Nameberry, stubs his toe a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing, and it's just Nameberry. And then Nameberry, I got so into it last night, and I was so bored with the debate, because it's just the same old, same old.
Did you turn off
actually,
the debate? Because
no.
They did Nameberry jokes in the third part of it.
Nameberry. And here's the thing. I wanted to create a voice for Nameberry, and I just, what Nameberry is kind of a slow-witted character with just a trace of an accent, and we really don't know
what
it
comes from. But
he
means
well. I mean well all the time.
Yeah, and that's what gets him in trouble.
I'm Nameberry.
I would say every half-hour episode of the show Nameberry, it involves him trying to help out and just not getting there.
Really? And all that crazy, all the crazy, crazy circumstances
yes.
he gets himself into.
He's got a neighbor,
he's Nameberry,
too. He is Nameberry.
Because he's Nameberry. Let's bring Nameberry in, right? Hey, Nameberry, come on in, even though I did the voice before. Come on in, Nameberry.
Back.
I did it again.
Nameberry, now on your fourth season on ABC.
Hello!
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Would it be okay if I were to sing your theme song?
Sure, let's do the bit. Let's get right to it, shall
All right,
we?
Here we go. He's Nameberry, lost in a grocery store.
Somebody put my necklace in the toilet.
And that's how the show works, you see?
I like it.
You do?
And he's looking at the camera every time. He's like, somebody put my necklace in the toilet.
And there's no limit to what can happen. For example,
right.
He's Nameberry, I don't tie my shoes.
Who burned the stuffing?
So every week it's a new adventure.
Every week it's a different Nameberry. Don't cough up a lung when you're doing it.
He's Nameberry. Hey, who unplugged the television?
I guess I have to go to the drugstore again.
He's Nameberry. I cut my nails too short.
I can't feel my feet.
Sometimes the catchphrase matches with the theme, and that's just luck. It really
absolutely.
Is.
Yeah. Absolutely. He's named Barry. He has a bowler haircut. I can't. Why is this seat so sticky?
He's named Barry. I don't know why he put a granola bar up there.
Who wants grapes?
He's named Barry. Fell off the rock wall.
Oh, no.
God.
These aren't my sneakers. We have no idea where he's from,
but he
has an accent of some
kind. And oh, he means well. That's the
of
thing
course.
That's so important. He's named Barry. I have a podcast.
Everybody quiet. I'm reading my book.
Walking down the street, who you gonna meet? It's named Barry, confused by digital clocks.
Time for milk.
He's named Barry.
Now you're making me do it. Now you're making me hack it up.
He's named Barry, woke up from a horrifying dream about cows.
My tummy feels like soup.
He's named Barry.
Sure. Hey, do you want to give somebody else one? Anybody want to do a jingle? Come
I have
on,
one.
Oscar.
I'll give you some international flavor.
Excellent.
Okay, very good.
All right. S name Barry. No tiene pantalones.
Oh, not chicken again.
Pony, you want to weigh in?
He's named Barry, and he can't open a bottle of pills.
You're right. I can't stop this itching.
He's named Barry, opened all the sodas at once.
Who hit the colored pencils? And I think it's important to point out that we are walking a very, very delicate line here.
And yet,
with named Barry, I'm just going to say he has the trace of an accent.
That's all he has. He's named Barry. Why won't this heal?
Looks like I'll be sleeping in the car again.
He's named Barry. We haven't seen him because he's lost.
Looks like I always say, or like I always say, you better smell it first. Everybody come outside. It's stupid time. Who doesn't like a buffet? That's not what I keep in my toolbox. Looks like I'm sleeping in the tent again. Why are they all scared of me? I still have pimples. You didn't tell me it was poisonous. Let's paint the walls again. I'd like to watch potty. I think there's sand in my hole.
That was like a clip show.
Yeah, just thought I'd throw one in there. Give me another jingle, Rob. Here we go.
He's named Barry. I like to drink toilet flax.
I forgot to feed the fish.
I'm named Barry. My feet are surprisingly clean.
Stop screaming or you'll scare the priest.
He's named Barry. I can eat a light bulb.
Why are my fingers so fat?
He's named Barry at the corner store swapping medications.
I got a bad eye. You're right. I did eat the oven mitt. And let's wrap it up. We'll wrap it up now.
All right, one
last
one.
Last jingle for name Barry. Here we go.
Let's get this one right, Mike. All right.
Yeah, let's do this.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Because this
could
what
we
is-
all do one?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
He's named Barry. He untied his belly button.
How come everybody else gets to make babies? All right. That's quite enough of that, ladies and gentlemen. We can actually start the show now.
I think it might be a good idea.
There we go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
When did you leave?
January 21st, 1965.
Oh, God.
You remember that?
It's Thursday. Very snowy out. 7.2 inches of snow that day.
Jesus, just after Mom died, New Year's.
Yeah, Mom died. January 5th, 1965.
And you remember that day? You remember that day that you left?
Short and sudden illness.
You remember that day
that
you left?
Yeah.
But was I there? Where was I?
You were in the window. You waved to me. Bye-bye, Rain Man. Bye-bye, Rain Man.
You were the one that sang to me?
Yeah.
Did I like it when you sang to me?
Yeah.
Did we sing any other songs? You like the Beatles?
Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
The preceding had nothing to do with the opening bit.
No. They live in blocks, Mike.
We are
exclusive of each other.
God, play that they were doing Mainberry live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital.
He untied his belly button.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. That's right, Name Barry. Our phone lines, if you're here, you'll get it too.
Right.
Our phone lines, they were open yesterday. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today is brought to you by the good people at FanDuel.
Yes.
And I'm in this week. I am in the league.
Me too.
The POS Listener League. I'm very excited about it, and I am very, very optimistic, as I always am each week with FanDuel. We've been talking about it on TMOS for a while. FanDuel is still the best, and let me tell you why. If you think you won't win, or maybe you think you're no match for the guys who have been playing longer than you, relax. At FanDuel, there's always a fair and level playing field. There are beginner contests for rookies only, experienced player badges, so you know who you're up against, and more single-entry contests. So they have many different varieties of contests that you can join into, and it makes your viewing experience of sports just better, just plain better.
It does.
I love watching the NFL because once my game that I'm particularly interested is over, I can actually enjoy the rest of the contest because I'm playing FanDuel. Custom features mean more fun, more excitement, and more accessibility, like Friends Mode, where you can challenge your buddies in a private league.
Hey,
and speaking of private leagues, you can play against us. Access our TMOS league at FanDuel.com/TMOS. Is it filled yet? It probably is.
No. We have a few slots left.
Yeah,
hurry up.
Got a few slots left. Awesome. So if you want to play us this week in FanDuel, go to that's FanDuel.com/TMOS. Try FanDuel now. Get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest valued at up to $50. You'll get 1 free entry a week for 5 weeks. The value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use the code TMOS for 5 free entries. That's FANDUEL.com. Promo code TMOS. Void where prohibited. And,
thank you.
I'd be lying if I said I was optimistic. We'll have Nicky Diamond on the show later on, and
he can help you.
Ask him about the week in fantasy football. And Nicky's kind of still pushing me, both privately and some of the other guys on the show, to have his own show.
Yeah,
does he want to join us? I always get confused.
Well, let me just say this: he has a master plan in place that he wants us to implement. Okay. But stay with it. We'll talk to him about it. I don't think it's fair to talk about it without him.
There's an outside chance that we could run into an It's Mickey situation.
Yes.
Because, I agree. It's a lot of work building these network shows.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
And it's not like you can fly out to Pahrump and set them up.
No.
Well, Mickey had, was the host of a morning show for years and years. And so,
yes. But then there was that incident.
Yes.
Yeah. This is true. We'll find out. Mickey. Why is it all the I-C-K-Y guys?
I know,
why,
right?
Why is that?
That's why we never hired anyone named Dickie, right?
But we'll talk, we'll talk fantasy football with him later on today. And right now, because we were behind because of Nameberry, it's time to open up the mailbag because it's not about us, ladies and gentlemen. Inevitably, on the Mike O'Mara Show, it's
All About You.
It's all about you.
Barry.
It's all about you.
Name Barry.
All the time. All these things that I
do. Oh, no. Name Barry.
It's all about you. All the time.
What's I up? Better stop picking it.
He means well. That's the sweet thing about him.
Stop thinking about it. Anyway, Rob Spiewak. Howdy there, Rob. Hey, hey, hey. Do we have any presents today?
We do, Mike. Rob. We do.
Thank you. Very exciting.
A lot of them are based on the fact that you are looking for books to read to your son, Michael. This comes from Kiki K. This is...
Hold on. Let me sound a little better with that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sorry. There we go. Okay.
This is the book we had this read by Samuel L. Jackson some time ago on the audio vault. Go the F to Sleep.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So thank you, Kiki, for sending that along.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I will share that, Kiki, with my son when he's 24.
This gentleman from South Burlington, Vermont, never signs his name, so I have to go by the sticker that I peeled off the box. He sent a host of gifts. His name is Mark Mativier or Mark Mativier. I think if he's from that far north, it would be Mativier.
Because I don't know, share way up, not with the Canadians. Go, there we go, his name, Barry.
And that's what a lot of people don't know, is like The Office, there's a version of name Barry in every country.
Oh, yeah.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Bonjour, I stubbed my toe again.
I'm sorry, I have to discipline myself, because I really could do it for the whole show.
Voici name Barry. He looked at the Eiffel Tower and got the vertigo.
Why is it growing so large?
All right, this guy Mativier has a big plan for you, Mike. It says, Dear TMOS, for Mike's next performance at Michael's preschool, in addition to reading a children's book, maybe Mike could read lyrics from a song with a similar subject matter. He could then ask the students to compare and contrast the book and the song.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I'll get right on that with a three-year-old preschool.
Yeah, it's good to have them writing essays at age three. Mike could start with reading this book, It's Raining, which he sent along, by prolific children's nonfiction author Gail Gibbons, and then follow up the reading with the lyrics to Rain is a Good Thing, with the included CD by licorice hat wearing Luke Bryan. Copies enclosed for your pleasure. I'll send all this stuff down, Mike, as soon as I find a box big enough.
Yeah, get right on that, Rob.
And he also sent all sorts of maple candies.
Send that to me right away.
You bet, Mike.
All right, thank you.
He's named Barry. He sends too much stuff to a radio show.
Look what I left in the bathtub.
Oh no. Name Barry. Sorry. But thank you, Mark, for also sending all sorts of maple-inspired candies from the eastern
that's so sweet.
Northeast part of our country. So good
thank
guy, good
you
guy.
Thank you very, very much. And is the present box empty now?
Yes, close the vault. No more presents today.
Hey, everybody, we have a new youngest listener. Hey. Welcome to our world.
Welcome to my world.
Cyrus David Ryan of Morgantown, West Virginia, born October 15, 7 pounds, 12 ounces, 21 and a half inches long, just about the size of my son, and just about the weight of my son, too. Mother and baby are doing very, very well. Anthony Nagel would like to remind us that fantasy football guru Government Cheese just had a birthday. So this guy is, like, so popular with his fantasy picks that he wants to be referred to as his
I wasn't going to include it, but I'll mention it here. Anthony Nagel called Government Cheese his work husband. So they're apparently quite close.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Well, he just had a birthday.
Nice.
And light him up.
Light them up.
October 18th was Aaron Thomas's 42nd birthday. Here's an editor's note. Elvis was 42 when he died. Thanks for putting that in there, Rob.
Always like to remind folks that.
He'd love a funny birthday greeting from Pony, the king of one-liners. Excuse me. Do you have a birthday greeting for Aaron Thomas, Pony Boy?
Because he's Aaron, and he's going to get diarrhea from cake.
That's why he's the king, Mike.
Pretty damn good.
Name Barry. Everybody's got it on the brain. John Cooper turns 26 tomorrow. His father told us this. He also said, John has no girlfriend. Gee, thanks, Pop. There you go. Hey, there's Dad doing it for him. Daniel Rise is about to turn 36, and all he wants is to become a Kentucky colonel. Yeah, good luck with that. There you go. Tab, if you want to make Daniel a Kentucky, I don't think Tab knows Daniel Rise.
Well, but. No, you see, the thing is, any Kentucky colonel can nominate another Kentucky colonel. However, it's a lot of paperwork.
Thank you. Now on to the letters.
You guys are dicks.
No, you know what? I think if this guy really, really wants to be a Kentucky colonel, you know what? I'm gonna give him a little help here. I suggest he find a Kentucky colonel and befriend him.
I think that'd be nice. I know there's many of them on Facebook.
Absolutely, and it's a big state,
huge state.
Hello, all. Here's our first letter. I wanted a birthday mention for my box wife Donna Pico, who turns 52 on November 7th. When we first met, she had no idea what TMOS was, but she knew what you guys meant to me. Aww. So when the gang came to Reno, she surprised me with tickets, and when the show came back, she surprised me with tickets again. I can now say she gets it, and as of August, we are now annual bonus show subscribers. It would mean the world to her if Salad Fingers could wish her a happy birthday. Thank you so much for keeping up the funny. That's Tommy Pico, husband of Donna Pico. That's the Pico family, ladies
sure.
and gentlemen.
Do we have to spin for this?
Yeah, you go ahead and spin.
Because I've got a slimy, rusty coin here.
All right.
We have standards here. We truly have standards here. So.
Yeah, we do.
Green monster, green monster, green monster.
Oh, boy.
All right, there we go. All right,
here we go.
Summon him with his music, please.
Boo.
All
right. Donna Pico. I'm going to rub my finger on this rusty kettle.
Stop it!
Let's listen, shall we? That didn't sound.
Salad, do you need a manicure?
You have nubs? What's going on?
He's salad fingers. He didn't get the sound right.
I effed it up. Goodbye. I'm leaving now. Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. That didn't work. That didn't. I was really trying to get the sound of metal, and I thought a ceramic mug of tea on a microphone would do it, and it ended up sounding like marbles. You know?
It's just like the golden days of radio.
Let's let him try it again. Hold on a second. Let's bring him back in here, shall we? Come on now. All right.
Salad, you're back.
Hey, Sal. What up, buddy?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm rubbing the rusty kettle. Donna Pico. Now, I'm going to take a knitting needle and put it right through me finger.
No!
Thank you. Wow.
Well done.
Swear to God, it's the not ready for primetime players today, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. Hey, it's raining outside. Somebody shake the metal.
That's it. Thank you, Tommy Pico. Greetings and salutations, my good sirs. My name is Fernando Navarrete.
Navarrete.
My name is Fernando Navarrete. I love your show and have been a loyal listener since 1995.
On October 21st, 2016, my daughter, Ariana.
Pretty.
Ariana Navarrete will turn 20 years of age. She has already moved out and is attending college while working part-time. I started playing the TMOS podcast for her when she was a freshman in high school. I would say that's a fine age to start someone on the show.
14 years old? I think that's about right, yeah.
Sixth
That's
grade.
That's a good thing. Let me see here. Sooner the better. High school. It became a ritual. We listened while we prepared dinner and cooked. There is no better way to bond than with food and laughter.
I agree.
I would be forever grateful if Mike and Rob could take a moment, to give Ariana, Ari, some sound advice on college life in their finest, kindest, most perfectly exaggerated and precisely engineered German accents. We are getting... I should have gone to a dressing room before the show today.
I know. Can we hook up the marionette strings to you today?
She took 4 years of German in high school and signed up for the foreign exchange program, subsequently visiting Hamburg, Heidelberg, Frankfurt, Königstein, and Kelkheim. So, can one of you Germans please use your big German meat hooks to give a pull on the infamous TMOS comedic gambling machine of jest? Many thanks for your time and for feeding me a steadfast diet of rich comedy for over 2 decades. My belly is full of Love you guys. Jesus Christ. Sincerely, Fernando Navarrete.
What a great letter, though.
Here's a 10, Mike, yes, a 10 mark coin.
That's Oscar helping me out here.
That's right.
You're right. Okay. Couldn't agree more.
That's right. And the books will be there tomorrow.
Very good. Thank you.
Let me drop this 10 mark coin and see how we do.
All right. Lederhosen, Lederhosen, Lederhosen.
Not a progressive, though. Didn't make the progressive.
What is her name? What's her name? What's
don't you remember what her name must be? It is Ariana.
Ariana. Oh, it's so good that she got the chance to spend some time in Heidelberg, no?
You know, I have folks in Kelkheim.
Yeah. Well, I guess her father, Fernando wants to give some advice about college life, right?
Well, this is my advice, and this is very important, is when every class comes, be on time! Be on time!
Your professors will be very angry with you if you do not get into the classroom on time and sit in the right seat. Huh?
Many of the classes you'll take will be pass-fail.
And I would also say you ought to be very careful with the drinking of the beer because some campuses are dry and some people only find that out when they are 57 years old and are going to a reunion that they paid a lot of money for a plane ride to.
Miss Actus are referring to... Yeah. The American University?
Dry campus. It's a dry campus. I don't like it in einen dreien campus. Yeah.
What you should do is have a beer in a large stein with a lid on it. And then you can open the lid and drink the beer.
That's right. So I would have to say, Ariana, if you are going to the college, please make sure you get that fake identification.
Get a fake identification and keep your name. My name is a fake name. We'll call you Eva Kraus.
Eva Kraus. Oh, hello, Eva Kraus. Welcome. Now you can come into the adults-only beverage drinking place.
Oh, the beer garden. Look, here's Eva Kraus. You do not look 59 years old.
Congratulations, Ariana. You will live life just like in the Mike and Einan O'Mara, who had all of his college days in a giant alcoholic haze.
Don't forget, afterwards, you can always go to another place and drink. Until then, it's ginger ale for you.
Never mind. Thank you, Shane. All right, I'm moving right along. Nice. Thank you, and congratulations. Hi, TMOS crew. I just finished listening to last week's bonus show, and I was wondering if any of you Googled deaf woman orgasm. Okay, we're not going there on the regular show.
No, how dare they?
Anyway, that would be weird. Thanks for your service to humanity. PJ from St. Louis, Missouri. Show Me State. Some perv right out in the middle of the Show Me State.
Disgusting.
That's a man who uses his pause button.
Let me just say, if you don't subscribe to the bonus show, I'll just say this about Oscar's complete... it was really all Oscar last week
on
the bonus show.
It was the Oscar show.
And I couldn't take enough showers to get that show off of me, okay? That's the way I look at that.
And I want to clarify, Mike took the showers to cleanse himself, not for any other reason.
Thank you. Hi, Mike. Here's our next letter. Regarding your hockey seat, I work for an architectural firm. Mike is not crazy. The seating in stadiums, auditoriums, etc., vary in size to make up the end-to-end length along the arc correctly, and in some cases to fit more in a row. They vary the width of the seats. They are between 18 and 22 inches. In the luxury boxes, they sometimes make them 24 inches. That comes from Patrick Misich.
Now, think about that. A 4-inch difference in a seat width? That's massive.
Oh, 4 inches is everything, especially if you're sitting in those seats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that makes sense, Mike.
Especially if you yourself are massive. There you are. TMOS, a longtime listener, first-time writer. My nephew, Joe Hamm, recently married a yoga instructor. I was wondering if Oscar has any relationship advice that he can share with Joe in order to help foster a long and mutually enriching relationship. I'll stop writing and listen to what you say now. Hobble do gobble, Phil Hamm, JMHS class of 85 of the famous Vienna Hams. P.S. Pat's the best.
I went to high school with the Hams. I always like to mention that. So hi,
Oscar,
boys.
You're engaged to a yoga instructor. What advice do you have for the Hams?
I would say that if you expect less, you won't be disappointed.
What a lovely sentiment. That's so nice.
Let's rephrase that. Expect less and get more.
There we go.
There you go.
Yes.
Hey, kind of a variation of my own personal philosophy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Men. Here's the next letter. Men, next Monday is my birthday. 51 decrepit years. Let's be honest. By this point in life, there's really no chance that anyone is ever going to look at me and say, what a cool dude.
Aww.
But at least I can feel like one if y'all could mention my day this week.
Yeah.
By the way, while you're at it, my birthday buddy, Kelly Applegate, shares the same birthday. I have no idea how old she is because I only know her on Facebook. So a shout out to her would probably be well timed as well. This guy is all over the map here, isn't he?
He is, but he sure does love the show. But again, he's also 51. And my advice to him, if you want to be considered a cool guy, stop using the phrase y'all.
Y'all, thank you. Thanks for another year of great entertainment. I look forward to each new show. We love you, Will Johnson, and a happy birthday to you and to your buddy, Kelly Applegate.
Yay, Will.
Really one of the, which to me is one of the all-time cool names of listeners that we have. Kelly Applegate.
Kelly Applegate.
Oh, yeah.
Starring Kelly Applegate as Name Barry's mom.
Oh, she was great. She had to put up with everything.
She was a yoga instructor, you know.
Someone stole my finger paints. All right, sorry about that. Hey, guys, my two sons, Al, who turned 14 on Monday.
You don't think of a 14-year-old named Al.
No. Hey, Al.
Hey, Al.
You got it all over me, Al.
Hey, Al, take the trash out and clean out the cat box, Al.
And Michael, who is 11 on October 10th, would love a birthday greeting from all of you. They love TMOS. I replay the shows during the weekend while I'm cooking and cleaning, also known as keeping my scholarship. See, you have a tremendous influence. You know, you've only been with me relative to everybody else a short period of time, Oscar, but look at the influence you have on
me. I'm making my mark.
You should be proud. And they saunter in to hang out and listen. They beg to listen to the bonus shows.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I love these kids.
Al, you cannot listen to the bonus show, Al.
Especially last week.
Could you imagine them going to the lunchroom and telling their friends what they heard last week?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Not okay.
For now, I think I'll keep those as mommy's little secret. Mommy, I agree 1,000%. Thank you all for making my days better and for helping us all laugh together. Christina Granata Peterman. And every time I hear that, I think of Seinfeld when Peterman... Yo, Mr. Peterman.
Jay Peterman.
Elaine, thank you. Yes,
Mike,
Oscar.
It's important that we highlight that she respects the scholarship.
Yeah, she respects the scholarship.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that. That's truly awesome.
He's named Barry. He disrespects the scholarship.
It's bleeding again.
Although, let's
have to
face
write
it.
Him down, Rob. We didn't have to write anything down, right?
Let's face it. Name Barry doesn't really deal with a lot of scholarship issues.
Our next letter says, oh, my God, we're running so late. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, if I want to join you at the Mad Hatter on November 5th, what time will you guys be there?
5:30 is the time you want to be there.
I would get there before 5:30, though, if you want to get a seat.
5:20.
5:20. 5 o'clock.
All right, that's Oscar's time and Rob's time. Yep. Get there at noon.
Good.
Thank you.
That's right.
Your bonus show ad says that we should get the bonus show because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Unfortunately, it is taking me 6.5 hours to listen to the 5 daily shows. This is a needy letter right here.
No, this is a funny, this is a good letter. You're going
to
like
it. It's taking me 6.5 hours to listen to the 5 daily shows. Is there a button on the TMOS app that will get rid of everything that Oscar says in order to get us down to 5 hours?
What?
Please advise. Keep the funny, Steve Goldsmith. Oh, that is so, they're so cruel.
They're cruel, Mike.
Like we are. We've taught them.
It's these beaten men.
That's right.
I know. It's terrible. we've taught them to be cruel. Mike, Rob, and Oscar, in early August, I left my job of 4 years without another job lined up. My family and friends were horrified. How could I leave a well-paying job without future plans? It was scary, but deep down, I knew it was the right thing to do. I was exhausted. I'm tired. After 2 months of interviews, good and bad, self-reflection, lots of questioning my decision and many emotions, I'm in the final stages of where I will land next. The one constant through all of this experience has been the Mike O'Mara Show and the More Network. Your shows have provided me daily laughs and a reprieve from networking, online job searches, and HR questions such as, what is your greatest strength and weakness?
Boo!
Oh, yeah.
So disgusting.
Thank you for making me laugh. Laughter is the best medicine, and your shows have been very healing for me. You are all the best. Be well, Missy Booker. Well, good luck,
that's
Missy.
A nice letter.
I hope you
Thank
do
you,
well,
Missy.
You know. And Missy, you just you be a good girl, Missy.
Hey, no. Have a good job. I hope you get a good job there, Missy.
Yeah, yes, sir. I got news for you, Missy. You know, Missy was a character on the Nameberry Show, as a matter of fact.
Missy was the neighbor.
Yeah, it was the neighbor, Missy. Yeah, yeah. Missy Longstocking.
Yeah, and
right?
She was played by the secretary from Ferris Bueller.
Right. I didn't touch her there.
Oh, my God.
He's named Barry, hiding pencils in his neighbor's hair.
Friends, as I reported to you guys several months ago, the historic El Taco building on Route 28 in Manassas has been gutted and renovated into a combined Baskin-Robbins Dunkin' Donuts franchise. You know what? Look, with no disrespect to those fine American institutions,
yes.
If I have to see another building go belly up with a local business that they pop in a donuts
hey.
And a ice
hey.
Cream store.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. I just am not a fan. To my surprise and delight, I noticed the other day that an El Taco sign had
what?
Appeared with the new Baskin-Robbins Dunkin' Donuts sign on the road. I thought, what could this mean? This story's getting better every minute.
It's growing hair, Mike.
I drove in and confirmed that the southern one-third of the building
one-third
was not occupied and had a sign posted on it declaring El Taco coming soon. Wow, they made a deal. So you will still have a quality joint to lunch at with friends. What am I defending El Taco for? Whenever you're back in good old Manassas, Ron in Yorkshire. Well,
wow.
You make an assumption there that might be incorrect, Ron. You're assuming I will ever be back in Manassas.
Yeah, you could get
Thank
lost.
You.
Waze
Thank
could
you
screw you
much.
Up, and you could be yeah. right there and go to what we like to call the taco.
Mike,
you know what? That's not right. I shouldn't say it because there's every possibility in the world that at some point I'll go back and visit friends.
Of course.
They have a confection at the Baskin-Robbins Dunkin' Donuts combination
yeah.
where they have a donut as the cookie layer and then any ice cream flavor you want as the inner cookie.
But you see, Baskin-Robbins is great ice cream. But every
I'd
Dunkin'
see, there
Donut.
I would make a case for you that it is not great ice cream.
Oh, Mocha almond fudge.
I love it. You know what?
I'm
my
sorry.
Go-to.
I believe they are not as flavorful as other ice creams. But that we could do a whole
are
show on
Are you a Carvel guy?
I'm not a Carvel person. I like Independence. I like, you know, are you ready?
Yeah.
I like Hershey ice cream.
Oh.
It's good ice cream. It's good ice cream.
Okay, we're running late. Can we move, please?
We can.
Hi, Mike. It's your old pal and fellow AU alum, Alan Wentzel.
Yay!
I will not be attending any of the reunion activities this weekend because I will be going to see Fallout Boy in concert with my new bestie, Rob Spiewak.
Yay!
He's so great. Are you really?
WTF.
He's so great. Alan makes me laugh. I'm glad he made me his new friend. We are very excited about the concert. There will be alcohol there. Hope you enjoy yourself. Stay hydrated at the reunion. Have a Diet Pepsi on me, Alan Wentzel. That's all for now. Rob, start the show, you hump. My God. Oh, go to commercial.
We're going to go to commercial. When we come.
Right,
do
we'll
you want to do
right
Nikki
back.
When we come back?
Yeah, we'll do Nikki Diamond with fantasy football coming up. Wow, put this one in the time capsule. We'll be right back.
Men, are you tired of radio? All those yakety yaks filling your heads with nonsense day in, day out? After a long day at work, don't you just want your pipe and slippers and some measurable entertainment? Well, here at More Industries, we strive every day to make podcasts that bring the funny. Take the Mike O'Mara Show and the Bonus Hour, for instance. This joyful bantering of ball-busting humor lightens the load of your drudging life. Over here, we see our newest machine, the DGH-4000. It can crank out 50 jokes an hour. Let's see what it says. Hobble doo gee. Ah, well, back to the drawing board. TMOS and More Industries, making the funny just for you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you about something that has changed my life. I love my PetNet Smart Feeder.
Oh, it's so cool.
I love this. Studies show that if you feed your cat or dog the right amount every day, they will live longer. But how do you know? It's easy now. Hey, Beluga, get ready for calorie counting. The PetNet Smart Feeder. It's the new smartphone-controlled automatic pet feeder that personalizes your pet's daily calorie intake based on age, weight, activity level, and food type. That's Beluga, my pug, in the background going, no!
Oh, he's going to live forever now, Mike.
Yeah, he is. You use the free app to schedule and monitor all of your pet's meals on your smartphone, so they even get fed when you're running late. And, you know, by the way, today was a great example of that. We're running around.
Right.
Carla's got to go somewhere, take the little guy to school. I'm getting the show together, and the pet feeder is there. The PetNet Smart Feeder feeds the dogs automatically. We all love our pets, their family, and the PetNet Smart Feeder makes sure they eat right every day. Shop PetNet.com/TMOS. Do it today, and the shipping is free. Remember, these things are popular, and since the PetNet Smart Feeder is produced in a limited quantity each month, you need to get yours before they sell out. Get your PetNet Smart Feeder plus free shipping by going to ShopPetNet.com/TMOS. That's ShopPetNet.com/TMOS. Find pet owner peace of mind at shoppetnet.com/TMOS. Now who's a good boy?
Oh, good boy.
That's a good boy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are running so late, but we got to get Nikki Diamond in here right now. It's time to talk a little fantasy football with the guru, the man that knows everything there is to know about fantasy football from Pahrump, Nevada. Let's welcome again Mr. Nikki Diamond, and we're calling him as we speak.
Yes.
Hopefully he'll be there.
Busy man.
He said he'd be there. We.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick. Nikki.
What's up, boys?
How are you, Nikki? Ah, there we go. Oh. You sound like you're ready today. Sound like you're up for it. Let's give him a round of applause. Nikki Diamond. Yeah. Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Wow. Listen to this. Listen to this energy level. I love this. I love this new Nikki Diamond. That's awesome. How are things out in Nevada where they had the big debate last night? You didn't get anywhere near the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, did you, Nikki?
No, but I won $800 on that debate.
Oh, really?
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Big win for me, yes.
I won't ask you what you wagered on, Nikki, but no. There are a lot of things. You can wager on almost anything.
Prop bets. Just a quick question, Nikki. Did you take the under?
I took the over on the lies.
The over on the lies. I like that. He's ready today.
He is.
Nikki Diamond, you had your morning coffee today, didn't you?
Oh, I sure did. Little Bailey's in there, Mike. You know how that is.
I sure do. Oh, wow. Always a pleasure. And, Nikki, I will share with you that we got your tape. Okay? And
okay.
That's the only business I want to transact right now, but the rest we'll do off air. But we did get your tape, Nikki, so thank you.
You know, Mike.
All right. Let's hear it.
I think.
No.
It really is. The More Network is about the listeners, is it not?
It is, Rob.
Don't you think we should give them a taste of Nikki's demo?
All right, Rob.
All right.
We didn't talk about this
before. By taste, I think you mean the entire set. Okay.
Well,
Hold it. Let me bring the listeners up to speed. Last week, Nikki Diamond was alluding to the fact that he wants a show of his own on the More Network. He was very, very persistent about that. He's been talking to us and he took the time and effort to submit a demo tape to us. Now, Nikki was booked, just so people know, full disclosure, as a fantasy football handicapper, somebody who knows the game.
An expert.
Can help all of our listeners, because a lot of our listeners play fantasy football on FanDuel, and that's why we brought Nikki in. Nikki has said that he wants to get more involved in broadcasting, and so that's why he sent a tape that I was not going to play on the air, but apparently Rob is pretty hot to trot to play it.
Well, so. I think really the only way to put it to bed is to let people hear the quality of the tape.
All right, so Nikki, can you give us a little backstory on this? What are we going to be hearing here?
This is just a little taste of what the Nikki Diamond Show will be. Myself answering a lot of questions. Really, the show's about the listeners, not about three guys that just talk a lot.
Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. All right, play his demo.
You guys.
All right, let's.
Yeah,
let's...
okay. Play his demo, please. Okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Nikki Diamond Show. Fantasy guy in the know. I'm Nikki Diamond. This is a Nikki Diamond Show on the Moore Network. Mike O'Mara. Mike O'Mara, real entertainment.
Nikki, hold on. Nikki, hold on.
Yes.
I mean, not to be hypercritical, but right
check,
out of the box.
Mike, it's an air check.
It is.
I know it's an air check,
Skimmer.
But Nikki, you know, when you're going to lay something down like that and you're actually putting something out there to maybe get a gig, you actually want to kind of go back and re-record something that you screwed up, to be perfectly honest with you.
No. I think people want real. This isn't the nightly news. They want to hear a real person.
Nikki,
and a real person screws things up.
Well, Nikki, it just would be, it's Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Yes.
As somebody who, you know, was fundamental in putting this whole thing together, I wouldn't mind you getting that right. That would seem to be something that at the beginning of your show, we haven't gotten 5 seconds into your show, you know?
I got the gist of it, I think.
Well, that's great.
All right. Here's where he wonderful. Takes a call, Mike, because I think the show is going to be call driven. Right. Is that the plan, Nikki?
Yeah, a lot of call, call driven. Traffic and weather will not.
How long is it, Rob?
It's
Rob.
Exactly the right length.
How?
It's about. This will
you're
be about
fun,
30.
Aren't you? Yeah, about I'm glad you're having fun. Rob.
35 seconds. Here's Nikki Diamond taking a call.
Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we got here? Hey, Nikki, it's Lou. Lou here from Cincinnati, Ohio, God's country.
All right, stop the tape for just a sec. Yeah. Nikki?
Yes.
Nikki,
yes.
You're doing, so let me just see what I'm getting here. You're pretending to be a call. That's you. That's you saying, hey, it's Lou, and I what the hell, what's going on?
I didn't, You got me there.
Hold on, you were trying to fool us?
Yeah, I didn't think you'd notice that. But
wow,
but I'm confused here, Nikki. Why, if it's a caller-driven show, why are you the caller?
Well, I'm giving well, Bermuda boy. I don't have parents building me a studio and allowing me to call people.
Okay, so now you don't need to get testy,
myself?
Nikki. Nikki,
okay.
I don't want this to go south. I don't want this to go south. You don't need to get testy with
north,
Oscar.
Mike. It's going north.
Okay.
it's going north.
Right.
It's nice.
Just play a little bit. I want to get to the fantasy football. If we can play
right,
a little more of his tape.
I think
and
this
then
is
we'll,
more with Lou on,
we'll
the, on
another
the,
show. Right, first time, long time. Best show on the network. Well, Tony Perkins, then your show. I got a question. I need a bargain quarterback for this weekend. A good quarterback for a little bit amount of money. Hey, that's a very good question, Lou. That's
right.
How you ask
all right.
questions.
Okay. All right, Nikki, it's great. Loose. All right. That's great. That's a great tape.
Thank you.
That's a great tape.
You.
You've done a really nice job with it. I think that's fantastic. We got to wrap it up and get right to the picks because it's fantasy football, big weekend. I want to make some money this week, Nikki. I want to do well with your picks. Oscar, you've got one for him. Go ahead.
Julio Jones, what do you think?
Well, Julio Jones is a no-brainer. He's the best wide receiver in fantasy. But more importantly, 11 a.m. or 12 noon on Monday, Bermuda Boy, which is better for you?
12 noon.
Thank you. You will be interviewing to be my producer. Bring references.
Very good.
Wow.
You got anything for him? You got anything for him, Rob?
Yeah, I'm trying to do a smart budget here. I know Tom Brady is good. Love to start my quarterback. But is he $9,100 good? Is he going to be worth that investment this week, Nick? He's up against Pittsburgh.
You'd love to start him at quarterback. Good thing you don't want to start him at front.
Hey, where was the where was that funny in the air check?
There you go. Yeah, I agree with
the
that.
Best wide receiver good, and is the best quarterback good? Yes. I'll put you down for 11 a.m. You'll need more references.
All right, I'll be there.
Hey, Nikki, I got LeSean McCoy again. Is he going to have another big week? Just curious about that.
No, he had his huge week last week. I think he will come back down to earth. But a good question there, Mike. I'll put
all
you
right
down for not producing the show.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate it.
We need his pick of the week.
We got pick of the week, Nikki. We got to get Hottie.
Diamond please pick of the week.
Diamond pick of the week. Thank you,
Austin. The Bengals are in a must-win game. They're playing the hapless Browns. They've been leaning on Giovanni Bernard more than Jeremy Hill. I think this is the week he totally takes over. He'll have 150 total yards and a touchdown. Your Diamond pick of the week from the Nikki Diamond Show on the Moore Broadcasting System Entertainment is Giovanni Bernard. All of us, we're going.
Thank you, Nikki. Always a pleasure. Thank you. That's Nikki Diamond, everybody. That's Nikki Diamond. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. He's a regular weekly feature. I have to keep him through hockey season. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Is that a subscription to the TMR's bonus show?
Well, let's try it. It's good stuff, and it's strong.
Did you guys know that it's even easier to download from the TMOS app? And it's another fine show from the boys at the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sure you'll accept no other.
For just pennies a show, you get guaranteed laughs.
A safe bet anytime.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today.
Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by our new T-shirts. Totally unique and totally TMOS. TMOS T-shirts on sale now, but only for a limited time. For what do we have? One day? Is that what we have? One
a full
day, basically?
Week. It's a Sunday, Mike.
Yeah.
It's all a right Sunday.
It's a full week, so you can still get them at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the banner. Three awesome designs to choose from. Declare your love for TMOS. Tell the world that you are an American. Proclaim your support for the Mike O'Mara for president. For the Mike O'Mara for president. Nikki Diamond always shakes me up a little bit. I'll
well,
be
you know,
here.
I know that you didn't expect that tape. I'm sorry
exactly
about that.
Exactly. Can't decide. Get one of each. Beautiful election-themed T-shirts in every size. And here's the coolest part. If you choose pickup when you order, your shirt or shirts will be waiting for you at the DC Improv on November 5th. We've never done anything like this before. Super cool, super easy. Your shirts will be waiting for you, ready to wear at the live TMOS podcast taping. And if you choose delivery, we'll send them right to your door. Pre-order yours right now.
Time is of the essence.
Right now. Don't miss out. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm lost. I'm
light
actually lost in the show.
We're fine. We've got more segment before news, and we still haven't heard about Oscar's big night.
Yes.
All right. So last night was debate night, and I just feel like I'm missing a spot. I've got one spot left here, and no, I'm not.
No, you have two.
No, I'm okay.
You're
I got
good
it.
To go. You're
I got
good
it.
To go.
Everything's fine. Nikki.
Yes.
Nikki Diamond. Everything's
light
fine.
Light him up.
So all right. So debate night. The O'Mara family.
He's
we
named
are
Barry. He messed yeah up the commercials.
I don't understand. My TV has rabbit ears. Sorry, the running theme through the show today. So Oscar said this week that, or last week actually, that he was going to be going to the Trump building, the post office pavilion.
Trump International.
Trump building. Trump International.
Is that what they call it now?
Yes.
Because in like the mid to late 80s, it was the old post office pavilion, which was the old post office that they turned into like a shopping mall with restaurants and everything. Mm-hmm. And that sort of fell on hard times and he resurrected it.
Yes.
Right? That's
let me just say, you know, not only on the show, but you boys bring me great joy sometimes in my real life, too.
How's that?
I will tell you. Well, just like, for example, you and I having that fun last night riffing about
Name great
Barry, where we really just were laughing at what we were going to do today. And that's fun to have a job where you can do that. And then, like, right around that same time, I get a text from Oscar. And Oscar makes me laugh when Oscar's trying to work me. It yeah makes me laugh out loud. And so Oscar at 8:25 texts me, "This place is amazing." It's like a half hour before the debate. He knows that I am ramped up, ready to watch. He knows I'm a political animal. And then he puts a picture of the bar at the Trump Hotel. And he says, I write back to him in the only way I can. I said, "That's funny."
And you know what's great? Again. That is so predictable from Oscar. And somehow it is still so funny.
It is funny.
You knew
right
that
after
text
that
was coming.
Yeah, he writes, it would have been funny if he left it at this, and then we got polite. He said, "This place really is first class." So I'm laughing looking at this. He says, Tomo, Marissa, and Shannon say hi to you and Carla. And I write back, have fun. I hear the place is first class, huge, number one, and successful.
Nice.
And please don't text me during the debate. And I gave a little smiley face. Yeah, I know everything was A-OK. And your plan was, here's in a perfect world, this is the way I envision it, that you would go down there, being the great contrarian that you are, and you would be, after your third or fourth cocktail, you would be, with no real dog in the fight, you would be arguing both sides with people at the bar if that was possible.
Just so looking for trouble. Looking for trouble.
I totally defer to you. What was the environment like? What was it like last night? Top notch,
Mike. Let me tell you. That, as you're driving up, this man can build hotels, all right?
Right.
Give him that. As you're driving up, you're like, what is that crown jewel in the heart of the nation's capital? It looks like really nothing else in D.C.,
it's like
right?
A castle.
What is that new building built with Chinese steel? That was my favorite part of the debate last night. Chinese steel was my favorite part of the debate.
By the way, Mike, sadly, that's a category, so don't Google it.
Politics aside, right?
Yes, I'll try to keep it aside.
We walk in, and you know how I feel after this entire election cycle.
Nobody's more ready for this to be over.
It's been a little stressful.
He was ready 14 months ago.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, Oscar, with the Big O and Duke show, and with this show, has two hosts from both sides.
Yes.
And, please pass along my congratulations to your radio partner. Anyway, go ahead. So, I walk in for this to be over.
We want to get there at 8. I call ahead, and this is a quick sidebar. The number for the post office pavilion goes to a home phone number. It doesn't actually go to the Trump International Hotel on Google. So when you go on Google, like post office pavilion, if you call that number, a guy named Grant answers. He used to manage the pavilion, and his number is posted on Google. So I said,
that's a pretty big screw up for big operation that.
So I said, sir, do you mind? I said, a national radio show. Why are you so kind and happy about this? I'm so sorry for calling. He goes,
many calls do you think he's got?
He goes, by the 500th time, I just can't get upset anymore. I was like, I used to work there for 27 years.
He's an old guy.
Yes!
Oh my God.
Yes!
Oh no. Wow.
You know, that used to happen to my uncle all the time. His name was Richard Carlton, and he was in the phone book as R. Carlton, and he'd get calls all the time for the hotel. And when you get to be after 70 and it happens all the time, he would say, well, is there anything I can help you with?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that was his attitude.
I said, can you tell me about the hotel bar? And he's like, I was there. I was there building. Like, he's laying it out for me.
That is hysterical. He was so cool about it.
He said, let me give you their number to make sure that you can actually get in at what time. I don't know what it's laid out, especially for tonight's debate.
He's helping you. Yeah, he's giving you information.
That's so great.
They should give the guy some money for that. That's incredible. That's
so
great.
He gives me the number. I call ahead. I said, look, I don't know if you take reservations for four. Or I've never been to the establishment. Can you give me a heads up at what time we should arrive? She said, arrive about an hour early, maybe an hour and a half. I said, okay.
You're planning on going right to the bar, right?
Yes.
Right. Shocking.
You walk in, and we arrived around 8:15, right?
For a 9 o'clock debate.
And Todd and his wonderful girlfriend Marissa are there early. And they said, apparently 8 wasn't early enough because what we didn't know is that they have these wonderful couches laid out in the full bar. Certain areas were already reserved by the guests of Trump International, right? So everything said reserved. And this is the best looking group of people I've ever seen in D.C. in my life. Like they hired models to go. It's like it was all orchestrated because they knew that the press was going to be there.
Sure.
They knew that it was the best looking crew of people that I have ever seen in one place.
Is this a Trump rooting section that you're getting because it's his hotel? Or is this a mix of different people? I will get there, right?
Okay, very good.
Yeah,
I will get there. There's a guy dressed like Trump. I don't know if he's mocking him or he's actually pro-Trump.
He has a mask on or just a bad-fitting suit?
No, he's got a suit. He's got his face painted, with Tanner on. He's got a hat. It says, Make America Great Again. It is a cosplay scene.
All right, let's do this. I'm going to blow off the news because I want to hear about this.
All right.
I will blow off the news today. I rarely do that, but I will You know, it's much effort put in, and hey, I can always do it tomorrow. Today's news will be tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. No, I'm not going to do it like that. We'll come back and finish this story right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're caught up. Thank you.
Hello? Hello, it's me, Pedro. I don't have much to say, but I wanted to tell you that while I ride my bike to school, I like to listen to the Cake and Cookie Show with Rob and Katie. They're really good. I was looking for a podcast about building cakes or something, and it wasn't until a few episodes in that I realized that Cake and Cookies wasn't about cake or cookies. But I still like Rob and Katie, so I still listen. You can find them on iTunes or on the Mike O'Mara Show app. I'm feeling really hot. I'm gonna go home and lie down.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, losers.
What?
Yeah, we're all losers. Newsweek says that the average American spends 55 minutes a day looking for things they own but can't find. We all have Tracker.
Yes.
Let me tell you about it. You lose your keys, you find them. You use your bag, you find it. You use your wallet, you can find it. Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past. And listen up, I'm about to tell you how you can get one free. Listen to this. Tracker is a coin-sized device that can find anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. And if you lose your phone, hit the button on Tracker and your phone will ring, even if it's on silent. That's the great thing about it. It goes both ways. Tracker is finding over a million misplaced items each day. Order yours and you'll never lose anything again. Plus, our listeners get a free Tracker Bravo with any order.
Nice.
You get one for free. Just go to thetracker.com. That's thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and enter promo code TMOS for your free Tracker Bravo with any order. Again, that's thetracker.com, promo code TMOS. Yeah, we're going to blow off the news here. I had Madonna talking about giving
Madonna
oral favors.
Madonna. We can cover that in the audio vault if you like.
Got that. We got, let me see. Ellen's happy in her marriage. This is why I don't mind blowing off the news
today.
Cleveland won, and they're going to the World Series. Congratulations to the city of Cleveland. Good day for them. Angelina Jolie is mad because Brad Pitt is talking to John Voight. And let me see. London will have somebody. Yeah, I don't mind blowing this news off.
That's fine.
London's going to have somebody do your own Christmas tree. And then a guy in Canada rappelled into a sporting goods store and stole $120,000 worth of hockey sticks. And then at the end of that, he said, "What the puck?" Okay, thank you. There it is.
Well done.
Normally I can't
do
that, but I figured I'd knock that out today.
All right.
Another newscast with John Voight. You are a one-trick pony.
It is our post-debate coverage on the Mike O'Mara Show, where Oscar was at the Post Office Pavilion Hotel owned by Donald Trump International.
Yeah, Mike, get it right.
Make sure I get it right. Trump International is so big, so successful, and you're there in the bar.
Yes.
Did you get seating?
We get seating because the girls, they're industrious and they're beautiful, and they go and ask a gentleman and his wife if this entire couch has room for a few more people, and they said, "Please join us. Maybe you'll get the waiter's attention," which was
big
cool.
Big TVs everywhere?
No, just at the bar. That was a little shocking. But the sound, as far as the audio, was being pushed throughout the atrium.
Loud enough for everybody to hear.
Big echoing sniffs.
I have so many questions. Did the conversation cease once the debate began?
For the most part, yes, unless people were rooting every time Trump had a zinger. Maybe my view on Trump is different. Maybe I should start looking into this. You get wrapped up in this melee of applause and jeers and reporters, and
this is why they killed witches in Salem.
So it was a decidedly, obviously, at that place, a Trump crowd?
Mike, yes, it was a Trump crowd, and like I said before, I don't know if he hired models or flew them in or trained them down on
the
cella.
Did it look like that a little bit? Did it look like a planted crowd?
I've never seen women walk through a hotel lobby with their hips like they're on the runway. Wow. That's the way it was. And I said, this is not what I was expecting at all.
By the way, if you want to get Oscar out to the voting booth, they may have succeeded.
Yes.
He may have succeeded getting him out.
With red-hot voting proctors in cocktail dresses.
That's right.
I had multiple drinks, pricey. I was on the fence about ordering the cheese tower, $57.
What were you drinking? Jack and Coke?
We actually switched up. I think we ordered a Postmaster, which is a Prosecco, some sort of vodka, and another liquor that I can't even remember.
$12 each?
I'll tell you this. The tab.
Did you order the cheese tower?
No, we ordered a hanger steak instead and ate it right there at the couch, right?
The cheese tower, I thought that was the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. Am I right, ladies?
In my pants.
We were interviewed by National Press when we were hammered, and, and that not bode well. I'll tell you that much.
What organization?
She came up. It might have been Newsweek, right?
Might have been
Newsweek. It was News something. Right. And Todd and I were actually, you know, drunk arguing about these talking points.
Right,
back and forth.
Were you being a contrarian, or were you?
Because Todd's undecided, right? He's undecided, and I'm sitting there,
Is understandable at this point in the race.
And I love
that's Todd.
And I love, but I look again. I love kneeling people. That's what I do for a living.
You've
right?
done it to entire season, so, but at the same time, I've adhered to your philosophy that this is a place for an escape, and that's why the whole political persuasions where I get to vent. And you know, and I've gotten. I think you will agree. I've gotten over it. I just don't come in here and feel the need to do that. But I'm watching every minute of this last night.
So
it was amazing.
I go into this the young ladies. So who are you going for? And I said, look, I'm not going to lie to you. As far as an immigrant, I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Right. And I tell her that, and I break into like two or three points, and I said, and I want to leave you with this, MichaelMaraShow.com. And she.
No, boy.
Good for you.
And she said,
atta boy. On
point.
And she said, a shameless plug, really? And then Todd's like, I'm undecided. And Todd really had some great points, right? And at the end, he's
Todd Berry. I'm undecided at this time.
I don't understand how anybody's, you know, come on now. I can't help you.
And at the end, Todd's like, and I want to leave you with one more point, MichaelMaraShow.com. So
so you guys are baked.
We are hammered. See, we are the two people you don't want to talk to because, A, probably halfway through, it just became more about getting the waiter to come by actually watching. But I gotta really give it up to him. Politics aside, I never thought that building could look that nice in my life, man. Let me ask this.
The women that were there that you say may or may not have been plants, did they
smart PR move if that's the case?
Did they appear to be paired off? Did they appear as couples, or were the women kind of single and hanging around this area?
What
did it look like? I know you checked that out.
It looked like they were a group of single ladies that were all tens.
All the single ladies.
Right? Sitting up, sitting on the couch.
All the single ladies.
All the single ladies.
All the single ladies. Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
And then some looked to be with, they were there with their husbands. A lot of May-December romances.
Right. You're a business guy, as Trump is a business guy.
Yes.
And so if Trump's people organized good-looking people to be at this event.
This is a legend.
Okay, I'm just saying
I've never seen so many good-looking people
in
D.C.
But I'm saying this.
Okay.
Do you think that there were enough people and enough people of import in the lobby that bussing in good-looking people would make a difference? Because you know he's about ROI.
That's a great question. I'll tell you this, that we were at 8:15. If you got there any later, you weren't going to be able to get a seat.
So it was packed.
It was jammed.
And
right?
That's a big room.
Yeah, it was jammed. And
were there any Hillary supporters in the room? Were people making noise about Hillary?
Anytime Hillary made
Hillary supporters were ordering the cheese tower.
Mike, anytime she made a point, there were no smattering of applause or this was a Trump crowd.
Well, and he's also he lends himself more to the zingers too.
Yes.
You know, but the zingers and running down our democracy.
That's okay. Right.
I'm sorry. I'll do it my best Alex Jones voice also. Accept the decision of the American people. You must do that or you're the Antichrist.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you very much.
We closed. I don't think I got home till like 1:30, right?
Sure.
Attaboy. Way to go. And did you see any real Kool-Aid drinkers for, you know, Trump with the hats or anything like that?
Yeah, well, tell me more about the cosplay guy.
He was a younger guy,
right,
that had an American flag coat and pants on. And he had like the Trump hair wig and the Make America Great hat on.
Right. Okay.
And
was he there about himself, though, or was he a hire?
I think he was there because his group, he was there like with his parents. Like he was there, like he
was named Barry.
Like he was with a family, you could tell. And it was also interesting seeing all the reporters there from all the different outlets, because they were like in a little press corridor that was just basically the satellite bar,
right?
Because I bet they can't get there super early and just sit around, mm-hmm. right? And you could see them as soon as the debate was wrapping up, you see them just go into the crowd to talk to get some sort of response. Of what just went down.
Yeah.
But as far as, and I think Todd put it best on Facebook, he said, we're here to watch the fight tonight. It is like a fight night atmosphere.
Yeah. It was more promoted like a prize fight than anything I've ever seen. Now, the one moment as the debate watcher, and as somebody everybody knows what team I play for, I am watching this debate, and the one thing that got me going, and the press picked up on it bigly. And the thing is, when I watched this, when he said he would not, he wouldn't commit to accepting the results of the election. Was there anything at all there, or were you too loaded?
At the very end.
Yeah. By the way, I think the one thing I will say from Fox News, Chris Wallace, I would be perfectly content to have Chris Wallace moderate every debate.
Ditto.
From this point forward.
He was great.
You know what? I tell you, whatever they're paying him at Fox News, pay him more, because the guy did. He asked her the tough questions. He asked Trump the tough questions.
He cited quotes, everything. Yeah, he was fantastic.
He had his act together. But, you know, when they start screaming at each other, it's tough to do that.
Yeah.
But I just, that was the big moment.
So,
like
at a sporting event, you know that as soon as that whistle blows, everybody's running to the parking lot, right? Or the restroom.
Yeah.
So as the clock was winding down, Santana said, it's time to take a leak, because as soon as this is over, everybody's going to jam the restroom.
So you probably missed it.
I
was sitting on my couch. It was the only time during the entire debate where I actually yelled at the television.
Yep.
I actually yelled at the TV.
Infuriating.
It was very
And I came back and Todd's like, you missed it. And I said, dude, look at that line. I said, I didn't miss anything. I won. That's it.
Make America pee again. Yeah. That's it. That's
He's
good
Oscar
stuff.
Barry. I'm going to go right here.
Ask me how much the tab was. And Mike,
what was your total tab when you closed?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, they have happy hour specials.
This is four people having a little snack.
One
snacky
evening.
Snack. Where it was now, the hanger steak sounds like an entree. Is that a full
Shannon and I hadn't eaten dinner. We hadn't.
Had an entree. What was the total tab after drinks?
One entree and then drinks.
For four
right?
people, okay. yeah.
$408.
Oh! Chinese steel. Wow. Oh,
brutal.
That's awesome.
Brutal.
Oh, my God. Well, that's great. Great update. And make America eat again. That's wonderful. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Rob Spiewak, when you go to the beach, what are your three favorite things to do?
Oh, well, I love to go swimming in the ocean, of course. I love the girls on the beach. They're always in reach. And I always love listening to 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Was that three things or four things?
I think it was three.
Shut up!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The hell are we doing? Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, and this is the great deal right now. 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards under $10. Rob's got one for us right now. Take it away,
I want to say hi to the Burquists, Scott and Leanne Burquist of Fredericksburg, Virginia. They own the Brew Shop. And they have two different style cards.
Where's the Brew Shop located?
It's 11047 Pearson Drive, Suite A, Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Fredericksburg, down in Mary Washington country. That's wonderful.
Yeah, but your kids wouldn't go there because it has to do with beer. It's a quality homebrew supplies. Two beautiful cards, one in black, one in white. Both two-sided cards that promote their company and they use their own logo.
Cool.
Vistaprint makes it so easy. If you have your own logo, your own picture, you drag it, you drop it, it's there. And they
send along your Vistaprint card. We might put it on the show. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint, and guess what? It's easy, 100% user-friendly, and it always looks great. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Vistaprint.com and TMOS, they go great together. Do it today, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, October 20, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
It was in the back of my mind, but did you know that ever since the 1930s, Bob Hope owned a pretty big piece of the Cleveland Indians?
Oh, wow.
I had no idea.
And that Bing Crosby owned a piece of the Pirates. And so they, but so that obviously was a good investment for Bob Hope.
Hey, Gary. Gary, I bought you home a baseball.
Hey.
I brought a baseball bat home for you, Gary. You know, you better know. I'm going to give you what fur.
We're going to learn a new game in the backyard. It's called Close Your Eyes and Try to Catch. I got a fastball.
Hey, bingo. Yes, sirree. Pittsburgh Pirates. Yeah, Pirate has an eye patch. Why are you wearing yours, Gary? All right, go ahead. Let's get to the audio.
All right, I like this piece. This is kind of cool. They haven't been to they haven't won a World Series in 68 years.
Great Cleveland, year for Cleveland sports, man. Yes.
They beat Toronto last night 3-0. Found this on the on YouTube. This is kind of neat.
Two balls, two strikes. Here it comes. In the air. Foul territory. The Cleveland Indians are going to the World Series.
Good for them.
That's great, sports town.
Yeah. That is a truly great sports town. What a year for the state of Ohio and Cleveland in particular. They had the convention there. They've got the NBA championship, and now they're going to the World Series. Great. It's great.
Fantastic.
I think it's fantastic. And if it's Cleveland and the Cubs, oh, my God.
I know.
But not looking like that's going to happen. But we'll see what happens.
I'm behind home plate.
eating an ice cream sundae.
A lot of the guys that I went to college with interned at Channel 12, NBC 12 in Richmond, and this clip was all over the place yesterday. You really laugh when you think of the movie Anchorman. Do they really read the teleprompter exactly what's written, right? So this guy...
Do. Some of the dumb ones do.
This guy was trying to do a story about a recall on rice cookers. Okay.
Okay.
And he read what was in front of him.
Check your panties. About 175,000 rice. I think that was supposed to be pantries.
I couldn't warn you before I saw it, and I couldn't warn you, Eric. I'm so sorry.
About 175,000 rice and smoke.
Now, I have to say this, that it's
so
a two-shot.
He's dumb, and that's why he's going on and not taking the moment because he doesn't have the brain for it. So.
And so while the two-shot goes on, the old weatherman will eventually stick his head in because he gets it. This is funny.
Cookers are being recalled due to fire and electric shock hazards.
Just go ahead and say hello to the internet. Hi, everybody.
So go home and check your panties.
Check your panties.
And you see, Mike, those moments really happen.
From the entire Channel 4 news team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
And guess who is still sort of relevant?
Ken Bone.
The Kimmel Company had him covering the debate last night. So Ken Bone was on Kimmel.
So even with all the bad stuff he did online, he's still that didn't catch hold.
No.
So he's a creep.
A human submarine, Mike.
That's right.
It wasn't bad stuff.
So this is Kimmel talking to Ken Bone after the debate last night.
You've already explained and apologized for what you wrote on Reddit, so I won't make you go through that again. But I do have to ask one question. Was that how your wife found out you like to look at naked celebrities online, through that story?
Jimmy, she found out, like all great American wives, through the door.
Have you washed that sweater yet?
Well, Jimmy, I must have because it's shrinking.
And he actually followed up. He asked Ken Bone. Oh, by the way.
Hi, Mike.
He asked Ken Bone, who is he going to vote for? And Ken Bone will not reveal who he's going to vote for.
Well, Jimmy, I think you should probably listen to the internet. I'm not trustworthy. I have not decided. After I have decided, I promise I'm not going to tell anyone, even though I love you.
You're never going to tell anyone. Why?
Well, once I tell anyone who I'm voting for, I kind of lose my opportunity to just say, get out and vote. I don't care who you vote for. I just want everybody to get to the polls and make their voice heard. And if you listen to the fat guy from St. Louis, you're not listening to your own heart and conscience.
So actually, despite his bad week following a great week, he did okay.
You know, I hear that and I say to myself, man, there are mega rich celebrities that wouldn't handle their own PR.
Oh, yeah,
like
they go into hiding. Mm-hmm. They go into hiding.
He owned it.
Yes.
He owned it, and it goes away, and he's still making money going on national TV. More power to the guy. What he did was just a little creepy.
We're
but
all
not,
pervy
not
in
completely,
our private lives.
Not completely, a little pervy, but not over the top. Right?
But I will say he also dealt
not like grabbing somebody's badge.
I think there was some stress eating because that that sweater looked like it was losing a battle last night.
It was tight in the debate.
It was tight in the debate. All right, let us close with this. I like this. If you want to vote and you don't want to vote for the big two, another candidacy was released. Waka Waka Flame and Ric Flair.
I'm now introducing the perfect running mate. Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Woo! Are you kidding me? Me and Waka Flair.
What is the female population of the world thinking about right now? Are you kidding me? You can have Waka Flacka and the Nature Boy on the same ticket now. Register to vote. We won't lose. Waka Flacka. Woo! 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 And the Nature Boy all night long. Flare Flame 16. Make America woo again.
And I do believe I misspoke. The name is Waka Flocka Flame.
Waka Flocka Flame.
Management regrets the error. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, and thanks for all the nice stuff you guys send us. Our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Got our T-shirts for sale for just a couple of days with the pre-order. There are three of them. You'll love one of them. We'd love to see you wear it at the D.C. Improv on November 5th. Get your T-shirts at MikeO'MaraShow.com. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Hi, Mike.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.